CST Santa Rosa.
Hi, good evening. Welcome to your Thursday night. I hope you had a fabulous day today. I'm glad that you are here with us tonight as we take your calls at 1-888-633-5452. 1-888-6-DELILAH. Come on in and make yourself at home.
Delilah. Closed off from love, I didn't need the pain. Once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy.
Jan, what can I do for you?
Well, today's our anniversary, Delilah.
And who are we celebrating an anniversary with?
My husband, Fred.
How many years have you and Fred been married?
2 years.
Oh, you're newlyweds.
Yeah, well, it seems that way. And after having been married to my late husband for 46 years, I never dreamed I'd have this opportunity again. And so it's very special.
And you found another wonderful man?
I did.
You're doing something right.
Well, I hope so. And the amazing part of it is, well, I came to a larger city to meet someone else, and that didn't work out. And I met him at a dance where I came with, like, going to visit New York for me. And anyway, he turned out to be related to my daughter-in-law and three of my grandchildren. So he's already in the family.
So you didn't have to break him in.
I didn't have to break him in, and my son married us, and it's worked out so well. And, you know, people my age, it's like, how do I start over again, and is this really going to happen? So it's been very special for us.
How sweet. Does he make you feel 16 again?
14, as a matter of fact, when I first met him.
Oh, let me play a song for you. You have a great night and happy anniversary.
Okay, and thank you so much. And thanks for all you do. You make a big difference.
Well, thank you, honey.
I'm not afraid to die.
Our Delilah Dilemma tonight is sponsored by Eyes of Faith Optical, the company that makes my own eyeglasses. They've become great friends of this program and of Point Hope, a charity I created 20 years ago. Point Hope is a voice for forgotten children here at home and worldwide. If you wear glasses like I do, give Eyes of Faith Optical a look for your next pair of glasses. You'll love the styles you can choose from, and you'll love the words of inspiration you'll find printed where only you can see them. Their website is eofoptical.com. That's eofoptical.com. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma says, over 25 years ago, my parents kicked me out of their house at the age of 16 when they learned that I was gay. Soon after, I found the love of my life, and we had 13 wonderful years together before he passed. The years after his death, I struggled with addiction. I have been clean for 3.5 years now. I just found out I have lymphoma, and I'm also HIV positive. I have a longing to reconnect with my family, but I'm not sure if they would want to. They are the type that believe that you choose to be an addict just as you choose to be gay. So I would love to have some advice on how to handle this dilemma. Sincerely, from Chris. Chris, I will have my words of love for you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
It's Macy's one-day sale tomorrow with great deals of the day, like 40 to 60% off handbags, shoes, and accessories to complete any look, 50 to 65% off warm, on-trend coats for her, and 50% off designer bedding from Hotel Collection and more. Plus, get your online order even faster when you pick up in-store or curbside at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all low Febreze car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
KCST.
Drew looks at me. I fake a smile so he won't see that I want and I'm needing everything that we should be. I'll bet she's beautiful, that girl he talks about, and she's got everything that I had to live without. Drew talks to so funny that I can't even see anyone when he's with me. He says he's so in love, he's finally got it right. I
as I turn out the light. I'll put his picture down and maybe get some sleep tonight. 'Cause he's the reason for the teardrops on my guitar. The only one who's got enough for me to break my heart. He's the song in the car. I keep singing, don't know why I do. He's the time taking up, but there's never enough, and he's all that I need to fall into. Smile so he won't see.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
If you've been a listener for a while, then you already know what KZST is all about. You're going to hear the biggest variety of music, and you're going to hear about the good things in life. Because KZST is all about Sonoma County, and KZST is all about you. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from someone that got kicked out of his family's life a quarter of a century ago because of his sexual orientation. He says, I feel a longing to reconnect with my family, but I'm not sure if they would want to. Chris, if they have made no effort to reach out to you in all these years to acknowledge your existence, to try to connect with you, then I am guessing that any effort on your part is not going to be received the way you are hoping it will. You can try, but if you do reach out without any expectations. Because if they wanted to be connected to you, it seems to me like they would have let you know that somewhere along the way, okay? You cannot set yourself up for another heartache. You can't. Your heart can't handle it and your health can't handle it. So do not set yourself up for another heartache. If you want to reach out and say, I'm thinking of you, I miss you, I would like to reconnect with you, then do that. But don't do it with expectations of how they will respond. Because it does not sound like they understand what unconditional love is. So reach out if that will help your heart, but do so without any expectations, because it doesn't sound like they understand the gift of unconditional love. That said, I am sure you've got people in your life who love you unconditionally. That's where you should be putting your energy, in the people who love you and support you just the way you are.
Without any doubt, those memories, they seem so long ago. What's become of them? When you feel like me, I want you to know, don't cry, not alone. Don't friends I had before, and I wonder why the ones who care don't call anymore. My feelings hurt, but you know I overcome the pain, and I'm stronger now. There can't be a fire.